Well, they met yesterday, the Sonoma County Board of Supervisors, that is, and a lot of work was done. Supervisor David Rabbit is with us this morning. David, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, Pat. How are you?
I am well. A lot of work done before the holiday break, including creation of the new Office of Recovery and Resiliency. What's the goal of this new office?
The goal internally is for the county to really shape and focus on fire recovery through several different issues. You know, certainly we've got housing issues that we want to jump on.
Yes.
Short-term and long-term goals there. Resiliency itself, in terms of how are we going to end up after this event, making sure that we're not going to repeat it again in the future. And certainly, you know, watershed and all the other issues and the financial issues as well. And really kind of putting some shape in that and dedicating some staff to it, more staff to it, really in a more focused way. You know, I think people have to realize that the county was humming along doing the work that
that you normally do,
Normally do, and then on top of it, you have this catastrophe that we're all the staff is having to deal with. So it was really important to try to give it some internal shape that we can really focus and go forward on. So I'm excited about that, and I think that the board has really stepped up and is you know, trying to set the vision of how we want these things to happen going forward.
Any ideas yet, Supervisor Rabbit, about who will be a part of this new office?
We have some really great staff that's going to step up and fill these different roles. And I think that it's mostly going to be internal and kind of pulling from different departments to go forward. So I feel real confident that we have the right people in place. We just need to make sure that they have a adequate time in their schedule, not trying to do two jobs at once, but really concentrate solely on the recovery of the fire.
And then how will this this new office be funded?
Well, that's the big question. Actually, with the disaster assistance bill that recently went through, the one good thing that's in that bill is, a few good things. But
yes,
one of them is to get that split back from the 75-25, which I've been talking about, to 90-10. Which is what Florida and Texas already have, and that's the local cost share. You can imagine a $1.5 billion or $2 billion FEMA bill and getting a bill for here at the local level. It would be 6.25% at 25%, because that's the math in the federal system, 25%
right,
of the 25% that goes to the state. So going to 10% means that we're now we've gone from that 6.25 down to 2.5, which is moving in the right direction. Unfortunately, California has been hit so hard in the southern half of the state. In years past, the state would kind of pick up that smaller amount in whole and going forward. Don't know what's going to happen this time around. And that, of course, is in addition to the property tax losses. So we're really struggling to try to figure out the true financial implications. I think right now we probably know about two-thirds of that. There's so many unknowns in terms of who's going to come back and build and what year.
Boy, that is sure
how
true.
Quickly and everything else that we'll be kind of scrambling there for a while. But, you know, that's okay. That's to be expected, and we'll make it work.
Well, that is a that is a good notion. So much under the umbrella of recovery and resilience, but it is good to know there will be additional directed efforts in that way. And of course, you and the board have been talking and planning and setting rules and regulations into place for more housing since before the fire started. Now, 8 Sonoma County housing developments are being awarded about $5.5 million in public funding for the county, and it sounds like those efforts are spread out all across Sonoma County.
They are, and this is something that we do on an annual basis, the County Fund for Housing. These dollars come through basically HUD, HUD and other. We also augmented it with some our transit-oriented occupancy tax that we had, $1 million of that, and that's going towards workforce housing. I can tell you that the emphasis this year, instead of kind of investing in a project that may not be built for a few years because it has to cobble together other sources of funds,
right,
was to really, really get the housing, fund those projects that can put the housing in the ground immediately, that we were the last dollars they needed to really go forward. So it's about 126 units all told for that $4.5 million. And then for $1 million, we're investing in some workforce housing through the land trust, even some units down here in Petaluma, which is a great thing, and up in Santa Rosa as well. The land trust essentially comes in and puts a restriction on the land that you have to be 80 to 120% of the median income.
Mm-hmm.
Basically take the value of the land. They'll buy the land out from under the house, so it lowers your overall obligation. But it does have a 99-year restriction on it. It's worked well in the past. There's some homes in Southgate Development here in Petaluma. You would never know which homes are part of the system or not. And it's a great system going forward, because for a relatively small investment, you can really make a difference in keeping folks in their homes.
And you have to wonder, too, because of the additional rebuilding that will begin in 2018, and we're already, of course, talking about a worker shortage as far as right. construction workers go. And so, on the one hand, it's fantastic that these eight new projects are going to be moving forward at about the same time that we're trying to rebuild about 5,000 houses, you know? So it's... It's hard to know. This is just another reason why, you know, the immediate future is not going to have much clarity to it yet.
That's right. The other thing that we did yesterday, after our public board meeting, was held interviews with firms, the finalists that are available to help in the building recovery in terms of planning and building inspections and really making sure on those it's about the least overall cost, the highest value, of course, and the quickest turnaround.
Yeah.
And to have a guaranteed turnaround so that there's more surety for those applicants coming in that I can get my building permit within 3 days, five
yeah.
days, whatever we can promise that we can truly turn around and have it be, you know, that process is never really that pleasant because there's so many different agencies that need to check things and it typically can drag on. I can tell you as an architect, it's sometimes frustrating. We don't want that to be the case. We want everyone who wants to rebuild to have, you know, as smooth a process as possible going forward and to really have that money, their money, be reinvested back into their home and getting their life together, not into unnecessary fees and inspection costs and things like that.
And one more note before we let you go, Supervisor Rabbit, and that is thank you and the rest of the board for all of your good work during the course of this devastating time for us. And thank you for the availability and accessibility that you've given to KSRO as we try to remain a conduit between our leadership and the community as we move forward toward this crisis. And we're counting on that in 2018, too.
Oh, yeah, no, for sure. And thank you again to yourself and to the radio station for being there throughout that crisis and continuing. I think we all know, you know, we're still at the very early stages. And
yes,
you know, there are over 1,000 sites cleaned up, but there's more to go. You know, people have to have some patience in this next few months, either on the roadways with all the debris haulers that are out there.
Oh, yes.
Folks down my way with the line of trucks getting into the landfill. But, you know, we're going to get through that. We're going to clean things up. We're going to get deliver those sites back to the homeowners. And I know that they're going through their own, you know, turmoil with their insurance carriers
sure.
and trying to figure out what their future plans are going to be. But we want to make sure that we're going to be working as a team together and be there for folks and to really support them. In whatever decision they make going forward that is the best one for them and their family.
Well, we've got each other's backs. That's the good news.
That's for sure.
And a happy holiday to you and yours, Supervisor Rabbit.
Same to you, Pat. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks for being here. That is Supervisor David Rabbit talking about the latest efforts made by the County of Sonoma to try to get us through the recovery period.